It's really important to me to, keep true to my faith.
Attending Sabbath services on Fridays and celebrating the high holy days of the Jewish faith is a way of life for Concord University baseball player Joseph Camp.
It was a very big part for me because being back home, I go to services every Friday night. I have a very religious family. So being able to come here and find such a welcoming place, it was absolutely huge for me.
When Camp decided to make the move from Maryland to West Virginia to attend college, the dining hall and dorms weren't the only amenities he was interested in. Finding a welcoming place to practice his Jewish faith was a priority. He found that welcoming place at the congregation Ahavath Shalom Bluefield Synagogue.
A lot different, really. The congregation there is older than it is back home. It's a lot smaller, too. But one of the things that I liked about the smaller congregation was that everyone knows each other. And everyone asks, how's your week been and everything like that. So it's great being able to experience both a large congregation and a small congregation.
As its website says, Congregation Ahavath Shalom has served the spiritual needs of the Jewish community of southern West Virginia and Appalachia for over a century. Marcia Platnick has attended services at the Bluefield Temple since 1967.
When I first came here, it was fairly large. We might have 60 people at a festive occasion. Now we have 18 families and no children.
Like Temple Beth El in Beckley, Bluefield is experiencing a shrinking congregation. It's also limited to biweekly or sometimes monthly services. Platnick says there have been some times when congregants have led services and read from the Torah, something she says is rare in the Jewish faith.
We felt if people were out of the habit of going to services that maybe the attendance would drop. We wanted people to know that if they felt the need to pray, that we were always open.
When Jewish students like Camp reached out to the congregation with interest in attending services for high holy days such as Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, the congregation welcomed them with open arms.
We really don't know many other Jewish kids around here, but when we go there, it's just, you feel like you're part of a family. So it's a great feeling.
Sonia Whitfield is one of the co-presidents at the Bluefield Temple. Whitfield even provided transportation for an international Concord student to help with the commute from Athens to Bluefield.
What's incredible about that is here's a young man away from his home, away from his family, in a strange land, but yet he still wants to come and be with his Jewish family.
Whitfield says the student situation is similar to the small congregation and even reminiscent of the Book of Numbers in the Torah, or what Christians refer to as the Old Testament, when the Jews spent 40 years in the desert.
I think there's some identification there because simply when you're alone, you really feel alone. And when you can be together in a group of people that have the like mindset and like beliefs, then you feel like you're part of your family, and that's really important, especially when you're far away from your own family. And actually, at the end of the day, you can just look at it as a mitzvah, and that a mitzvah is just a good deed. So if you see somebody who needs help with something, we're supposed to help.
In fact, when Whitfield learned that the few Jewish students would likely miss the Seder, a dinner reserved for the first day of the Jewish holiday, Passover, she decided to host a special service. Joseph Camp was excited to get the news.
I was very excited, especially because the original service that they were having was during the time that we had a game. So I was really upset about that. Wasn't sure, should I miss the game to go to Passover services or do I miss the Passover services? But with Sonia getting together and getting this student service together, I'm very excited.
For Camp, finding the congregation, small or not, was encouraging.
It's exciting to see other people who are just like me, really. It's not disconcerting, really, at all, because West Virginia isn't really known for having a large Jewish population, whereas back home, it's pretty large population, but it's exciting, really, more than anything else, to have other people like that in my life.
With or without a rabbi, at home or traveling to another synagogue, longtime member Marcia Platnick also holds tight to her faith. Like most Jews, Platnick says it's deeply rooted with her traditions and life. Helping students is just another way to live by the golden rule.
If it were my children in college, I would be very thankful if someone reached out to them. So we just think of them as part of our family, like we're their grandparents, and we include them in everything.
Platnick also points out that reaching out to the students isn't just providing a service. Jewish tradition requires 10 adults to recite certain prayers, and Concord students help to fill those needed spaces. Platnick says camp and the other students bring new hope, even if for a limited time.
It's very sad to see people moving away. We know eventually the congregation will have to close the building. So it is really exciting when the students from Concord come in and we have some youth in our congregation again. It lights up the temple. It brings back the old years when we had a lot of young children in the Sunday school. Gives us a purpose to keep going.
Camp is a redshirted sophomore on the baseball team who plans to continue attending services while he's living in the area. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly.